Mike?
Renee, to learn more about who Zarqawi really was and how he came to play such a pivotal role in Iraq, we're joined by Bruce Hoffman, who studies terrorism at the RAND Corporation. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi, Mike.
Bruce, how did this man, an obscure figure just a few years ago, from Jordan, end up being the leading figure or a leading figure in the very bloody insurgency in Iraq?
Two things, I think. One was personal hubris and ambition for grandeur, and the second is that he borrowed a page from his mentor and, I think, one-time idol, which is Osama bin Laden. He really saw himself as becoming the Osama bin Laden of Iraq, and Iraq was going to be the battleground that catapulted him to worldwide prominence, as indeed it has.
Bruce, why do you say his one-time idol, bin Laden? What's the relationship? What was the relationship between Zarqawi and bin Laden?
Well, it's always been a slightly ambiguous one in the sense that Zarqawi has always been an unabashed admirer of bin Laden and has sought to follow in bin Laden's footsteps. But as an admirer, he inevitably also came to be seen, at least by bin Laden and bin Laden's deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, as actually a rival or actually as an upstart. So in that sense, Zarqawi, for example, during the 1990s, went to Afghanistan, trained in bin Laden's camps there, but always had his own cell or his own group within the bin Laden camp, never amalgamated or allied his people with bin Laden's, in fact, spurned those entreaties. So he was always kind of with bin Laden, but not of bin Laden, following in his footsteps, but seeking to compete with him.
This notion that Zarqawi was an upstart is interesting. Over the past year, there's been a lot written on jihadist websites about that possibility. Do we really know whether Zarqawi viewed himself as wanting to eclipse bin Laden in some sense in the worldwide jihadist movement?
Well, I think that's certainly the case because he embarked on this particularly heinous and bloodthirsty terrorist campaign, I think exactly to firstly emulate or attempt to go bin Laden one better and show that even the horrors of 9/11 could be eclipsed by individual acts of barbarity such as Zarqawi himself beheading or at least believed to have beheaded at least two of the American hostages his group seized. But we also know that at least over the past couple of years, there have been several messages or attempts by bin Laden and al-Zawahiri, as it were, to rein Zarqawi in. And I think to stop him from these egregious acts of violence, particularly against Shia, to convince him that there's a more effective way of waging jihad than the uniquely bloodthirsty one that Zarqawi did. And I think what's happened is consistently Zarqawi spurned those entreaties and really tried to demonstrate that he is his own person. And consequently, I think ironically that, you know, probably next to President Bush and General Casey and Prime Minister Maliki, some of the people that are the most happy about his demise will likely be bin Laden and al-Zawahiri.
That's very interesting. Bruce, thanks very much. Bruce Hoffman is the author of Inside Terrorism.